In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're live on air.
What's good, Clean Sheet listeners? We are back. Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And hopefully, probably the first time you're actually seeing us live. All our beautiful faces, Kareem, and everybody's here. Everybody's here, including the good lighting of Mr. X, Mr. Real. Welcome back to the Clean Sheet. Obviously, we're back. Like I told you, we would be. We're regular. We're routine. And we're ready. We have a lot to talk about. There's some matches that happened today, but most importantly, we're actually going to be giving some predictions as to what we think the rest of the season is going to look like. So we're going to hop right into it. But of course, I have to introduce the other two of the three Musketeers. It's to the left of me is Mr. Deadlifting Demon. Shot him.
What's up, baby? You know, I actually did deadlift today. That's crazy. What's up, babies? Hope you're enjoying the footy and the clean sheet.
That's facts. And of course, the man behind the operation, Mr. X, Mr. Real. What's going on, bro?
Good to see y'all. Great to be back for another episode. And let's start these horrible takes.
Well, we got a lot to talk about. And actually, when I was drafting some of the seconds for today, I didn't account to the fact we actually had three amazing games to talk about. One of them, should we start? Yeah, let's start here. 4-2 was the final score in the huge, huge, huge match between Man City versus Tottenham. And I mean, look, this was a big game. This was a big game. I was watching it while I was being told that I would no longer be able to walk at the doctor's office today. But it was a great result. 4-2. And I have to say, I've been saying for a couple of years that it felt like Liverpool versus City was the Clásico of England. I think this has supplanted it. Not in terms of quality, but every time these two teams play, bro, it just feels like it's the history of the Tottenham. You know, because they were up 2-0 and they come out in the second half and lay an absolute egg. So I want to turn it over to you guys. I just want to really quickly say, because I said it in the chat, we were texting while this match was going on. Quick shout out, and I'm sure we'll come back to him. Rico Lewis, go ahead, Kareem.
Like you said, this was totally a Tottenham Hotspur game, bro. Up 2-0 at half. The first goal, you can only blame really Ederson. The second goal, just shite. And then we even got, I'm going to give a quick shout out to Rudy, my boy Rudy. He's a City fan. He texted me at halftime. Actually, now that we're airing this, I'll show it. This man said, I am now an Arsenal fan. This game had fans switching allegiance. This game had switching allegiance. It's mental. But Rio, give a couple words while I pull this up real quick.
Okay, so first off, the first words I'd like to give is, it's kind of funny. Enrique went to the doctor's office today and said, you won't ever walk alone, from a Liverpool fan.
That's facts.
You'll never walk again.
YNWA, you'll never walk again. What'd you think, Rio? Because real quick, I want to make sure I get it out there as well. I do want to give props to the Baldy, because I do. There's been critiques both of Klopp and Guardiola this year. And I actually thought him playing that 4-2-3-1 today was actually genius. I know it didn't work for the first 45. Well, it technically did work, because the first 45 was kind of a mid-off, to be honest. It wasn't that City played bad. They just got blitzed in those last 3 minutes of the half. And that double pivot with Gundo and Rodri just works exactly how you think it would. It was beautiful. The distribution obviously was on point. Rodri's the best passing DM in the world. And yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And real quick, before this guy, you know, wants to step in, real quick, I did think the 4-2-3-1 was actually a really, really, really good solution. I thought Alvarez playing right behind Haaland actually gave him a little bit less, you know, a little bit less to do in terms of leading the line. So I felt like the pressure was off of him. And then obviously the Mahrez performance was, that was ultimate small game Mahrez. You know, like when it's a small game against a small team, he always shows up, and he showed up today. So,
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Oh my god.
The man said he's an Arsenal fan.
Oh my god.
Honestly, he did the reverse of Gabe, bro. He's not a fan of the game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Absolutely mental.
That's shambles.
And the man tries to support. I told him I screenshotted it. He ain't believe me, bro.
These were days.
This is what I think Pep did to them in the locker room.
Oh my goodness. Yo, we're done.
We're gonna have to blur that out in post.
No, go ahead, Rio. Go ahead, Rio. I don't want to lose.
I agree with Enrique. You know, the Baldy decided to change it up a bit and stop playing the Bruyne and what's it called, Bernardo Silva, like, you know, 2CM disaster class. You know, he just had to go for something a little bit more original, which I really enjoyed today. Honestly, that little two bit of a blitz, I don't know how you let Emerson Royale score against you, but
fair,
that happens. But you know, that was probably like the halftime talk. You really let that you let that Russian right back score a goal on us. And Mara said, I took that personally. Haaland, another disaster class from him, to be honest. You know, I don't know what he offers anymore other than just poaching. You know, like poaching. Kane did better.
Straight poaching.
So,
yeah,
honestly, good win by City, but we all knew that, like, City was going to win. It was just going to be a Tottenham disaster class at the end. Yeah. Conte's going to get sacked.
I don't think he gets sacked. I think he leaves. I mean, there was an article that just came out recently about how he was, like, not really in love with football right now because of the death of his three friends and the trainers and stuff like that. I just think Conte's out of it. And to be honest, like, look, I know Liverpool in a way worse position and Chelsea is a way worse position. We're going to get to the mid-off. But I know they're both in a worse position than Tottenham in terms of league table. But in my opinion, I think both of those clubs are in a better position right now than Tottenham. Like, I think Tottenham, because think about it, like, this is the window for Tottenham to do something special. Kane is still there. They're getting back from Levy. Conte is the best manager that they're going to have for the next 5 years, 10 years, in my opinion. And they're lounging about in fifth with their best window. It's like, that's, I don't know. In my opinion, it's not good days for the Tottenham.
That is true.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the real, from the English Clásico now to a real Clásico. Al Nassr. Actually, it wasn't even Al Nassr. It was All-Stars or something.
Yeah, like the Riyadh All-Stars.
Riyadh All-Stars or something like that versus the French All-Stars, pretty much, PSG. What is this, bro? I'm not even joking. I did not know this was a thing till literally yesterday. Literally last night. I was in my phone. I was about to go to bed, and I saw this was happening. What is this?
I just got to say one thing. It's another Saudi Arabian master class.
Yeah, for real, bro. Oh,
the Saudis love Ronnie. They love Penny. Penny, bro. He got a penalty. He got a tap in. And he almost won
the
game.
Hey, the tap in.
He created the tap in. Yeah.
That was just ball IQ. He said, I'm gonna pass it to myself off the post.
Let's do an over under. How much did Ramos get paid to miss that?
A lot of money.
Over a million or under?
Oh, over. What the hell? A million? I'm taking the Price Picks over, baby. Hashtag Price Picks Pod on the way, baby. Come on.
We're not sponsored, but we'd like to be sponsored.
Yeah, we'd love to be sponsored by Price Picks, please. Yeah, I mean, look, I thought this was a mid-off, bro, to be honest. Like, I get it. It was 4-3, so it technically can't be a mid-off. But, like, this was the most non-mid-off ever.
Enrique, I have to interject for a second. The Park games are also mid-offs. Those end up 7-6, bro.
That is true. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So, yeah, just figured we'd mention it. Messi got on the score sheet. Ronnie got on the score sheet. Real quick, do we think this is, and I want to go to Kareem for this one. Do you guys think this is the last time Messi and Ronaldo play against each other?
Nah, bro. He's in Saudi for 2 years. They won't do this again next year. But next year, Messi's gonna be playing with Ronnie. Yeah.
Okay, I'm tuning in. Mm-hmm. I'm tuning in. And then after that, we had a couple of Copa del Rey games. Obviously, you know, we have to mention it. Barcelona thrash. I think the final score is 5-0. Pedri on the score sheet, a couple other players
who did they trash?
It was 5-0.
It doesn't matter the opponent at this point. It was just garbage.
Yeah. And Real Madrid did complete a tremendous comeback over the mighty Villarreal 3-2 with a Militao. Yeah. Ooh. Militao goal to cap it off. Yeah. I mean, who cares? Who really cares?
Let's be honest. We should give Karima, you know, something to say about it. Like, let us know what happened, because We weren't watching.
Yeah, I wasn't. Go ahead.
The first goal was a banger, bro. You guys saw it too. It was a tight ass angle.
It was
a banger. So nothing you could do there. And then right before halftime, I think we conceded, and it was just on the counter. We weren't looking good defensively. But then there we go again. Carlo Ancelotti, you know, bending over the players at halftime, saying some nice words. You know what I'm saying? And it was a good comeback. They brought on, once you took off, dude, Camavinga has been putting an absolute shitter this season. They brought on Ceballos. I think he changed the game a decent amount. And it was just, it brought me back to the old days of Real Madrid. The Sergio Ramos comebacks with Ronnie. It was a nice day.
This is one of the biggest nights in Real Madrid's history, right?
I got one more question for Kareem. Do you see Danny Ceballos in this side for the foreseeable future?
No, not really. We have way too many midfielders. Stinky. I mean, I rate him though. He's not world class, but he's decent, bro. I wish he stayed at Arsenal. I feel like he'd be thriving in that Arsenal side right now.
He took his goal well. I think you want Ceballos at Arsenal because that low key means they would have not gone for Odegaard, I think. And then Odegaard probably is a Madrid player. Don't you think?
I see Ceballos more of as like I see Odegaard as a cam, bro. And then I see Ceballos as a CM who will like track back more than Odegaard. So maybe he'll replace Xhaka in the foreseeable future.
Okay. Yeah, Madrid have that Arsenal pipeline, you know, Ozil, now Ceballos and Odegaard. Well, all right, let's move on real quick to some mid-season predictions. This is what it's all about. This is what we wanted to come to today. Obviously, we haven't had a pod until last week or this week that came out, so we haven't really had a chance to talk about the Premier League and what we thought was going to happen there, as well as the Liga and Champions League. But we are going to do a little bit, you know, of a bigger segment for champs. Obviously, we got to give it its proper due, both for the round of 16 matchups and then obviously when we get the rest of the bracket out, quarterfinals and on. But I want to start with a nice little 3-2-1 game. So you're just going to give me, folks, you're just going to give me your three champions, two hot takes for the rest of the season, and one game/moment that you're looking forward to. So it's easy as that, 3-2-1. Your three champions, by the way, for the Premier League, La Liga, and Champions League, just keep it to those three, because we are going to have obviously some Euro roundup or whatever for the rest of the leagues as well. But for now, I just want to keep it to those three main leagues, since I feel like that's where we spend most of our time talking about. So let's go with Rio. You want to give me your entire 3-2-1?
I got you. Well, first, let's just start off with like the threes first. Let's go around the table. Then we go to two, and then we go to one. If that's fine.
Okay, let's go, baby.
All right, for first off, we got to start off with the CL. I think Real Madrid's going to do another, what is this, the 15th, right?
Yeah!
I think Real Madrid's got it in the bag again. That's Florentino, crazy. I know he's paying that bag more than the Saudis, bro. he's got the reserves lined up for Platini.
That's crazy. The
fuck the UEFA guy is right now. I think they're going to do another masterclass again, whether it's comebacks, entertainment. I want Real Madrid. Then let's ship it to La Liga. Florentino doesn't have enough money anymore. It's Barca. Right? Barca's winning it. They're top of the league right now, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to do pretty well under Xavi. Just for the La Liga, though. Mid. Then, obviously, for the PL, I hate to say it, but I think Arsenal's actually going to win their first PL title within like 10 to 15 years now.
19 or 18 years. I guess.
18 years, something unfortunately, like, but I think they're gonna go ahead and do
the mat thing.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Kurt.
For the PL, you know, I really think that this is gonna be very close to like the last day, like what we saw last year, but I still think in the end, Arsenal takes it. They look like the team. La Liga. As much as I hate, I'm going all with Real. The same thing, bro. Barcelona's going to take La Liga. They're playing in Europa League. They don't have the hard competition. And then Champions League. Look at the pillow. Look at the pillow.
Yo.
For our Spotify listeners, that is a Real Madrid pillow.
I got to go with. Yeah. Dude, it's the CL. There's a reason we have 14. And you can never count us out. until we're out, baby.
Oh my god, that is that's.
Wait,
that's
wait. Nasty. Before Enrique goes for his three, I generally let's cream. Let's predict it. It's Liverpool, yes. Liverpool, and yeah. then somehow Liverpool go to La Liga.
We're in La Liga, baby. That's close. That's close. Actually, I'll leave this one to the end. So for champs, I actually think it's I'm gonna cheat a little bit. So I think it's one of the teams from what I think it should obviously be the best matchup in the round of 16. I generally think it's one of PSG or Bayern's year. I'm leaning more PSG than Bayern, but I do think Bayern have the possibility to win it this year. I just think PSG, like, it's too much talent. And like, I feel like so many of the top teams in world football aren't firing, or at least the top teams that are in champs aren't firing. Like, outside of, and I'm going to get to them for my hot take, so I won't say it, but outside of one or two teams that I'm thinking about, I don't see any of the big teams like performing the way they would. Like, City's not really at their best yet. Obviously Madrid have their struggles right now. You know, I don't think a team like Frankfurt can make a deep run. So I think Bayern and PSG will win out just because of the fact that the rest of the competition isn't at their best, at least in champs. Like, I mean, literally think about what the best teams that we're mentioning right now. Barcelona, you know, we haven't talked about United, but United and Arsenal, those teams are in Europa. They're in Europa. So I think one of PSG or Bayern wins it. I'm leaning PSG, though. I'll say PSG. In La Liga, I agree with you guys. I do think it's Barcelona's. It's just simply the fact that they don't have to worry about juggling multiple competitions. Yes, they're in Europa, but I don't imagine Barcelona being like, you know, let's throw Pedri out against Spartak Moscow in the middle of the week if we're like 3 points behind Madrid. Like, no, they're going to rest him. And whilst I think, you know, Madrid obviously wants to win the champs again, you know, that's going to be their goal. And in the Prem,
Liverpool.
Boys, I'm 51-49, but I still do back Manchester City to win it. I seriously think they still can win it. I think they're about to go on that like 10 game win streak, which, by the way, two of the next 10 games are against Arsenal. So it's like there's a 6-pointer coming up, and City are only right now, I believe, at the time of recording, 7 points behind.
Yeah,
City. So behind Arsenal. So it's like, I really, really, really could see if Arsenal drop points this week to United, which I think is a possibility, or even just next week or something like that, I genuinely can see City going that 10-game run. And trust me, this is probably more paranoia than like actual facts, because as a Liverpool fan, I've seen City do it. I've seen us go on a 13-game win streak, and they just happen to go on a 14-game win streak, and that leads them to the title. So it's like, I feel like at the end of the day, right now, I'm still going City. However, by literally the slightest of margins, I think it's going to be a repeat of last season. I think it's going to be like some final day type shit, like Rio mentioned. And yeah, unfortunately, Arsenal's title lift might have to wait. That's where I'm at.
Okay. I just think his Bayern take is pretty interesting. Like, you know, Bayern don't really have like an actual striker, you know what I mean? Like, they have Chupo fucking Moting.
that guy is,
what is that brother gonna do against like Ramos and Marquinhos?
Well, I think the idea, right, and I know they haven't really deployed him there for most of the season, but I could see it happening. The idea should be to play Mane down the middle. I mean, I've seen some performances from Mane down the left for Bayern, and he looks like prime Mane again, but it's because he's not playing against, like, you know, Kyle Walker and like elite pace and elite strength and all that. So it's like, once you put him in those European nights against a good right back, like, I think he's gonna get shut down a little bit. And I love Mane, but I think he should be getting deployed down the middle with, you know, I mean, usually they play a 4-2-3-1, but usually with alongside the flanks, he should be getting help from Sané and Naby. So it's interesting. I couldn't see Bayern losing to PSG though, like, very easily. Like, it's very possible.
You see Mane popping off because he don't got to deal with the selfish fraudster anymore.
Yeah. Oh my god.
When he's open, he gets the ball now.
That is true.
That's crazy. That's a where crazy.
Where did Liverpool finish last season with Mane?
Second.
Where are they now?
I'll answer
it. After Chelsea, we'll tell you.
After box. Chelsea, I'll tell you. But yeah. So that's where I'm at with it. Let's get to the two hot takes, though. Rhea, I want to start with you. Let's go around. Let's go around. This is going to be interesting.
My hot take is that Mykhailo Mudryk is going to be a revelation for this Chelsea side. But like revelation in meaning that he's going to get 10 goals and 10 assists by the end of the season.
Damn. Okay. Kareem, give me one of your two.
Eder Militao makes it known he's the best defender in the world.
Stop pushing props.
I thought these are hot takes.
Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, Eder Militao, you will see by the end of the season that he is the best defender in the world.
And Enrique, what's your hot take, bro?
One of my hot takes, I was mentioning earlier with champs. I think Napoli go to the Champions League final.
Huh? Brother, we said hot takes, not impossible takes, bro.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. Napoli are playing beautiful ball, bro. They have ballers on that team. Let's go.
We know that, like, just because you play beautiful ball doesn't mean you're going to make a final. Like, Pep plays beautiful ball. Real Madrid just played vibey football.
Real Madrid played Champions League football. You could play beautiful football. I'm going to stick to the Champions League football.
Okay. That's
like, a nice statement. I can see Napoli like a semi.
Like a semi-final, yeah. Like the Ajax run. I could see that. Yeah.
Not a final.
The final?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I will not be there.
I absolutely think so. Spalletti is an amazing coach. Kvicha is an amazing player. Osimhen, like, they have quality top down.
Not for a Champions League final.
If we lose to Madrid, I really hope Madrid go against Napoli. I will be there no matter what.
No, if we go viral on TikTok, Brian, they start giving us some TikTok creator fund, we'll be at the game.
Yo, Enrique.
Oh man, you're casual. Hey, fuck Christian Wood, by the way. He cost me $200 on Prize Picks.
Why are you betting on Christian Wood, bro? What's good with you?
It was a six leg. All right, Rio, give me your other one.
My next hot take. I believe that Haaland, he doesn't hit above 30 goals in the Prem for the rest of the season.
You stole mine, brother. Go ahead. I'll come up with another one. Go ahead.
Kareem?
Yeah,
Kareem. You're telling me in 20 games, or what is it, 19 games left? How much is that?
That guy is stinking. Teams are
19 games. He's not scoring 8 goals.
He's not. He's going to get injured or some shit. I feel it in my bones.
If you want, Rio, I can tell you my explanation as well. I feel like Pep is going to start playing with a false nine again. Like, he's literally just going to be like, bro, this ain't it.
Yeah, he's going to drop his ass, bro. Like, Enrique, bro, we just like this right now, bro.
Yo, what the fuck? Shout out Ace, bro. RIP. All right, Kareem, give me your second one.
My second hot take was that Messi stops firing on all cylinders, bro. I think he's going to stay in cloud nine after winning the World Cup. And even in the Farmers League, you just saw they just lost last weekend. I think he's not going to be firing anymore.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. Like, he's not your idol, bro. Like, he doesn't have to go to the Saudi League, bro, to get some minutes, bro.
Bro, we'll see where he's at in 2 years.
He's probably going to retire. Or Barca's going to start twerking for him again. Like,
we'll see.
All right. So, like I said, Haaland. Well, mine wasn't that Haaland wasn't going to get 30. I just said he wasn't going to break the record. Because obviously, you know, I'm Liverpool-centric. So, it had to be based around the solo record. I had my second hot take is Haaland won't get more than 31. But I guess I'll replace that with... I don't know if this one's super, super hot, but I do feel like it's possible. I think while Arsenal do lose the league, I think Odegaard still wins the player of the year. Like, I think he's going to hit a crazy stride where he's going to add that goal scoring. Well, he already has started adding like that goal scoring element, and he starts getting that like KDB treatment where, like, you know, it takes goals for people to realize midfielders are good. So he kind of becomes like the next KDB. In a sense, and like wins player of the year despite not winning the league.
But look, if City win the league over Arsenal, though, like, you don't see like Haaland just getting like the player of the year. Just
no, I definitely think so. But you have to realize, like, I'm aligning this with the fact that I also think Haaland is gonna like stink it up the rest of the year.
And that, like, is fair.
He's not gonna get dropped, but I think he's just not gonna be as integral of a piece as he has been the last 20 games. But it could be possible.
I don't think Haaland even gets to the 30, just because, like, I feel like against one of the Arsenal games that's gonna come up, I feel like he's gonna get injured somehow. Like, just summarily, I don't want to put it out there, but I just feel like
this guy's putting that Pogba
gonna get injured, bro. Like, someone's gonna throw like in a hospital ball to Haaland, and he just gets fucking injured.
He's gonna throw him like a Chris Hospital ball at the rinks. It's like small ball into like two tackers. Benz. No, that that's where I think it's at. I'll throw another one in there as well. I think Brighton get fifth.
Get fifth? Yeah, that's think that's a hot take, bro. I think that's
true. Yeah, I generally don't think it is either. All right, let's go to one game / moment that you're looking forward to.
Real, no, let me start this one off. Let me start this one.
Go off. Go ahead, bro. Take it away.
We already heard my answer too, bro.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to the revenge tour.
Yes, sir. Woo, baby. Yes, sir.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Ready for Salah to say we're playing with revenge. We remember these last 2 years, these last two seasons, and they still get knocked out. I'm waiting.
Yo, I promise you, brother, it's the best feeling in the world, right? Because, like, the Premier League doesn't really matter to me no more. But I am telling you, brother, on February
15th, right?
I think it's the 4th and 15th. The 21st and March 15th, brother. My phone's on DND. I'm tapping into the new hat trick, bro.
Hat trick against Madrid.
We'll link up, bro. And we'll live stream our reactions, bro.
This is gonna be crazy.
Bro, that's my final. I don't care if we lose to Napoli in the next round or something like that, whatever. Let's win.
Real. There's clubs that round of 16 is their final.
Bro, and
there's other clubs that celebrate the final. They celebrate the final.
Yeah. Rick, you're not making it out, brother.
My bad, bro. I forgot you guys got those 10 CLs with Stefano playing as plumbers. Yeah. Anyway.
This is the brother looking for revenge, boys and girls.
Bro, Salah, please, bro. Inshallah, please, brother. Shout out, brother. I need you to turn up against Madrid, brother, please.
That brother is still looking for revenge, bro.
Please give me a performance, Salah, please. There's put on no a picture way, of Nunu, bro. I need the Nunu. For real?
Get the bald Nunu from FIFA, bro.
Oh, bald Nunu.
Show him who he is.
Oh, was that before he got his shit updated?
Yeah.
I generally do think Nunu scores, though. I think Nunu scores in one of the two legs. Like, it's going to be like a some light. You feel me?
Some light. You know, nothing too deep. Light. That brother's still looking for revenge, though, bro. I don't think he's going to make it. Like, this
Well, real quick, Mario's like pulling
Ronaldo a year, bro. He's getting shipped off to Saudi, bro.
That's crazy. Bro's got 20 plus in all comps, and we're talking about the GOAT in this. Well, this is. who's letting this guy control us? I thought you were gonna show me bald Nunu. Well, since Kareem picked Real Madrid Liverpool, obviously that was my game as well. But I guess I'll mention it as well, since it's also in the champs. I'll go Bayern PSG. Actually, no. I'm not going Bayern PSG. I'm actually going for one of the biggest mid offs of the year: Barcelona versus United in Europa.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Barca United in Europa.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Fucking good one, bro.
Jordi Alba and Casemiro facing off once again. Rio, what's your moment? What's your game / moment?
This is your goat, bro. This is your goat, bro.
Oh my God. Jesus. My moment, bro. This is a bit interesting. I think I'm honestly most excited for the mid off this weekend.
That's correct.
Like, honestly, if Mudryk starts and Mount starts at the same time, I can't wait for Mudryk to realize the mistake he's made. I haven't. Like, look for this one. He's gonna be like, I could have played with this G. It's gonna be Mudryk.
Filthy stat pattern.
Filthy stat pattern mastermind in midfield. Yo, you know what was the most gross thing I've seen ever? And after this one, I saw one of the Chelsea fans put like a black versus white Chelsea 11. Did you see that?
Yeah, yo, that way.
Yo, that is so vile. That is so vile. Wait, that is so vile. And they didn't even include Mount in the white 11. That's the worst part.
Wait, that shit was actually funny. Hold on,
like Norwich man didn't even make it on his own team, brother.
Like that was pretty dirty. Like Mount wouldn't make it onto the whites if we're being for real though. Like that's not even a hot take right there.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Like
I got you, bro, because that was insane. Insane behavior right here. Look at this.
Yeah. Bro. What is this guy trying to pull up, bro? Oh yes, yes, bro. That is disgusting. That is terrible. That like, is terrible. Real quick. I don't even want to entertain this shit. But
the black squad clapping them, bro.
Click the blacks, bro. I just want to see what the results were.
The blacks?
Yeah.
They know ball.
Jesus. They know ball. All right. Take this off my screen. Talking about Chelsea, let's move on to the seventh installment of the world renowned segment. Real, what are we looking at? We're taking a look.
Boys and girls, we're looking at the transfer sheet.
The transfer sheet, baby. We got a whole lot of transfer to talk about and not a lot of time, so let's run right through it. Ladies and gentlemen, we had one of the biggest star boys from a couple of years ago. He's still kind of considered a big young talent, but Yao Felix obviously went from Atleti over to Chelsea on loan. The loan cost a whopping 11 million. Which I don't think I've ever seen. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think I've ever seen a loan cost that much. But Yao Felix, look, I'll be honest. You know, I'm not going to stink it up. He had a good debut. Up until the red card, he was actually playing really, really well. Got the red card. Thankfully, he won't play against Liverpool. But, of course, Conte is, because Conte always comes back from injury against Liverpool. Nope. So what do we think about the Yao Felix sign?
I'm going to let Kareem go first.
I think the brother is deluded in the head if he wanted to go to Chelsea. He's been cheated on 3 times with the same girl, and he's still with her. It shows you, bro. I don't really like it. They have so much options, and none of them click, bro. None of them hit. So I don't know what Chelsea is cooking, brother.
Yeah, I don't know what they're cooking.
They have from right across the town. Let Boley cook, bro.
No.
Let him cook, bro.
He's burning in the kitchen, bro. He's burning the food.
Yo, let him cook, bro. Like, look, when we finish above you, Enrique, and then you're complaining how you want, like, different owners, bro, like, let Boley cook.
I'm going to call Boley, bro. I'm going to let Boley cook. He thinks it's the Dodgers, bro. That's why he's running like this. No, look, I think the Yao Felix move, the player is good. I just don't think it's the right. I mean, Chelsea did not need a player of the profile Yao Felix, in my opinion, but, you know. It is what it is. I'm going to let Boley cook.
We definitely did. Like, we don't have a creator. Now Felix knows how to create.
Not over the midfield positions that I feel like you guys need. Jorginho still getting minutes. You know what I mean? Like, that should not be happening, brother. You guys don't have a recognized nine. So it's like Jorginho is playing big minutes. You know? Like, I'm going to enjoy the Fabinho versus Jorginho mid-off this Sunday or Saturday. That's going to be... Bro. That's going to be crazy, bro. That's going to be like in WWE shit. Like, I'm looking forward to it. From there, though, also another Chelsea boy, Mikhailo Mudryk.
As I said before, as my hot take, that's 10 goals and 10 assists for the rest of the season right there.
I didn't finish it. Hold up. 94 million. Jesus Christ. 94 million. Kareem, is a market broken or is it broken?
Dude, by that, 94 million for what? 6 goals? Or whatever he had. What did he have? 10 goals? Something bullshit,
It was 8 goals.
Yo, so what? My part goals have to count for something, bro. You're worth 10 mil at this point.
I said that. Yeah, exactly. Bro, I'm telling you right now, bro. If this guy is worth 94 million because his name is Mudryk and he's foreign, I'm telling you right now, Chris is worth at least £2 in the Premier League, bro. I'm worth at least £5 in the Premier League, bro. Like, this is shambolic. 94 million. Boley, where are you pulling this from, brother? Where is he pulling this from?
Bro, he's pulling it from your owner's funds, bro. The FSG group.
Where is this guy pulling this from? 94 mil makes this guy
in my opinion, look like a bargain. Cody Gakpo went from PSV to Liverpool for a whopping $42 million. Look, I think he hasn't, his heart's, he's looked a little bit leggy, to be honest. I like the peripherals with him. I like his ball striking. I think he can get up good on the corner. Like, I seen him get to some balls and I'm like, whoa, whoa. I think the profile is very similar to someone like maybe Isak. I don't think the talent's quite there compared to like Isak, but he's definitely, I think there's talent there. I just don't think that should have been the plan. I don't think we should have bought him for $42 million when we could have put $42 million and maybe thrown another 10 on top of it to get Caicedo. Like, Cody Gakpo doesn't change your season, you know, like Caicedo does. You know, Caicedo takes us into the challenge for the top four spots. Go ahead.
I mean, it's good for the, you guys have faced injuries this year. You guys got to get rid of a Firmino. So I don't hate it. I don't mind it. $42 million, you know, we got other clubs, specifically in the mid off, paying 94 for 8 goals.
When he scores 2 against Liverpool and gets an assist, I don't want to hear it.
That doesn't, it's just, dude,
if small he club. Does that, Rio, if he does that, he's worth the 94 mil. Okay.
You know, I'll hop in there as well. Yeah, fair. If he gets a 2 in the mid off.
Yeah, I like it. I think it was a bargain.
What do you think, Rio? Gakpo?
After seeing his first couple games, he looks a bit leggy, as you were saying. You know, I think he just needs time. You know, I think as like your midfield gets revamped, I feel like he'll start like, you know, outputting a bit more. He needs some service, like some good service.
You just got to remember, he went from a world-class club, PSV, to Schalke.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Like, he's doing charity work for you guys.
He is. He's on a loan, technically, when you think about it. We're giving him back. From there, Benoit Badiashile went from Monaco to Chelsea. He's put in a couple of good performances, $38 million. You know, I mean, to me, this is another like move, because it's like he's a good player. No, hold up, bro. I see you spazzing. Calm down, bro. He's a good player. I don't know. Again, they needed a midfielder and a striker before I looked at center back as like the biggest problem. So for me, good piece of business for the future, but in terms of like short term, whatever, you know. Rio, go ahead.
I honestly think that it was actually pretty good, you know, because Koulibaly is dropping disaster class. So we needed a good left-sided center back, and he comes in next to Thiago Silva and looks better than Koulibaly has over the last like 15 games. So I thought it was a pretty good signing for $35 million. He's going to be used in the future over like the next, like what? He's like on an 8-year contract. Bro's going to grow and develop here at Stamford Bridge and drop some goodies, bro. So I really enjoy it. Like this performance against Crystal Palace as well. He's the GOAT already in my eyes. Better than Konate in my book, but you know.
That is crazy, brother. That is crazy. Kareem, what do you think, Mr. Benoit?
Just quickly, I think this was Chelsea realizing that they actually did sell their best player on the squad, bro.
Oh,
in that same position.
Wait, you talk about Rudiger, the dude he wants out of the club? Don't know that.
I never want him out. Whoa.
I love Rudiger. I've seen Madrid fans. Yeah, I've seen some Madrid fans say they need him. Like, he can't. He doesn't work.
He's ass, bro.
I love him.
He's a shithouse. He's a proper shithouse.
He is. Yeah. I love just watching him run, bro.
Yeah, he's a proper shithouse. He's a maniac. And then from there, our last for today, Mr. Wouty Weghorst. Mr. Weghorst. This guy was at Burnley a couple of months back.
That is true.
And he's now at Manchester United on loan. So Weghorst, he had that crazy cameo against Argentina in the World Cup, but as far as his talents go, where do we think he's at? I mean,
he's a guy you cross it into and pray, bro.
Yeah,
makes contact. I agree. Bro.
You know, Ten Hag just needed a striker that was cheap, so he just said, "Fuck it, Weghorst is up there, bro." You know, he just has like that, like "fuck it, he's there" type of vibe. So I think it'll work. You know,
this is like the United signing of like Falcao, bro, and Cavani. It's just so weird. Like, never makes any sense.
Yeah, that. I mean, I think they were in for Felix, weren't they? So it's like, this was probably the backup plan. But it's like,
and dude, all the United fans were like, Gakpo's coming. They all were convinced.
They were twerking for that, brother.
Penshog's pool is amazing, bro. That brother cannot pull shit, bro.
Penchak's pull is non-existent, bro. Yeah. But real quick, I want to ask you, Kareem, how does he feel, bro, that in Manchester United's eyes, Weghorst is more fit to be the nine than Ronaldo, your idol?
I mean, I just don't think, because Weghorst, you're not gonna, dude. Ronaldo wants the ball at his feet. Weghorst, he's gonna play the Ronaldo role, bro. He's just waiting for the tap-ins, for the headers. So I think with the amount that this United team is creating, I think it could work. Mm. So I don't mind it.
Mm. Who had more goals in the World Cup, Ronaldo or Weghorst?
Definitely Weghorst.
Wasn't it? What?
More goals had to come.
Let's see.
Ronaldo had one goal.
Weghorst had at least one. He had two, actually, didn't he?
Wow.
Yeah, two Weghorst. Weghorst outscored him.
Oh, no, wait. We got to make it up to Kareem, bro. Who had more goals
today?
PSG versus
who?
Who had more today? Goals today? PSG versus the Riyadh All Stars 11, bro. Ronaldo.
That's true.
Weghorst has zero, brother. Who is that, brother?
Bro, the Saudi Arabia League is low-key. That's the biggest threat to the MLS, bro. You know what I mean?
No, players, I think it's going past the MLS at this point, bro.
Yeah, like at the MLS, what are you going to get? Like the veterans contract or whatever? And then like at the Saudi League, they're going to pay you like nearly like what? Like $5 million a season? Bro
said the veterans minimum. They're giving out Haslam money. Giving Udonis Haslam to the
dude, the people. Veterans minimum in the NBA is the same amount. No, wait. No, they changed it. Back then, it used to be the same amount as the president's salary. Jeez. UD back then was making the same as the president.
To do what?
To sit on the bench.
To do nothing.
That's crazy.
That shows you the president does nothing.
Fuckers.
Goddamn. All right, that wraps up the episode, boys. Do we got anything else? Any comments? Any suggestions? Any thoughts? What games do we have this week besides the middle? We got United versus Arsenal, real quick. Let's get some predictions in for that game.
Arsenal
2-1 for United versus Arsenal.
No, Arsenal
1 United
2-1 for Arsenal.
Oh, okay. 2-1 United, really?
I'm going 1-1. I'm going 1-1. I think. I think you get a goal from Nketiah and Antony always pops up with some terrible goal in these games. So I'll go Antony in.
Do you know Casemiro's not starting, right? He can't play.
Yeah, he can't play. He got banned. Yeah, I would have them winning, honestly.
I think
what's also the
Mac United.
Yeah, I think they could. It is at the Emirates. I forgot about that.
It's gonna be like 4-1.
Yeah, I think realistically, I think it'll be like a 3-0, but I think it could be 1-1. Yeah. I think it's possible.
I think Arsenal is gonna cook, bro. Genuinely, they're gonna cook United today.
And then the mid off, I got 5-4 Liverpool. All
right, and the mid off, Salah can't even shoot anymore. It's gonna be a 3-0 to Chelsea.
Hello.
It's at our stadium. It's at our stadium, isn't it? Or is it at
No, it's at Anfield.
Oh, yeah, 3-0 to us.
That's crazy, brother. That is, you don't even look at you. You're doing the light skin pose. You know that's not real. You know that's not possible.
Yo.
You're lucky. You're lucky Nunu like, might come off the bench. It might be a Darwin-Zee hat trick if he started.
Yo, I got the real prediction.
Yo, if Darwin scores a hat trick, I'll shave my head.
Scores
a hat trick.
Nah. If he at least gets a brace.
It's happening. No, it's happening. It's happening.
If my prediction gets a hat trick. No, look, if Kai Havertz gets a hat trick, you have to shave your head. How about that?
Okay. That's my prediction.
3-3. All own goals. How shy your clubs are.
Oh my god. Well, all right. Well, that's been the clean sheet. Thank you all for tuning in. It's been another great week. Yo, my brother. What's the reason for that? Anyways, thank you all for tuning in. It's been a great week. We got a lot of content lined up for you guys next week. Some nice segments coming up. And obviously, in a couple of weeks, we get our Champions League predictions in. So thank you all for tuning in. It's been the clean sheet. And we are out.
Peace.